I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'clock hour. This show is almost done. This week is almost done. This week flew the F by, dude. Halloween tonight. Happy Halloween.
I mean, having the Monday night game, I know it like messes with our sleep, but it makes the week go so much faster.
It's bittersweet.
And with this game here, yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With this game here on Sunday, I'm glad we had the Monday night game. Give us that game on Monday night so we can kind of keep that anticipation to a little bit of a lull, if you will. But now here we are. It is finally Friday, and we're ready to rock and roll with this game. The biggest game of the year is finally here, you know?
Sean Smith, I know you hear us. I want you to hear what our boss had to say about wings, and I need you to just let it rip.
All right. It's Buffalo week. It's Bills week. So I'm going to go sweet Thai chili 1, lemon pepper 2, and I'll go Buffalo number 3, but that's not why you have me recording today. I would say 8 out of 10 times at the restaurant, I am going to order boneless wings over bone-in. I'm okay with bone-in wings as an appetizer, but it's not an entree. There's a lot of work involved with eating the wings. It's messy, and the amount of meat per bite is just not worth it to me. I think people say they like bone-in wings more than they do because of the setting that they're in. It's football, you're at a bar, whatever. But the actual food, if you put it in a vacuum, bone-in wings are incredibly overrated.
All right, Sean Smith, do your job.
Oh, man, first of all, is he skinny or fat?
He's skinny.
That's problem number one. He doesn't know how to eat. That's why he hasn't had gained on the weight. Number two, you don't order buffalo. The order is raw. You're going to have lemon pepper, garlic palm, either hickory barbecue or sweet barbecue.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. See, right. See, Sean, I'm not skinny, and I love a combo of garlic parmesan mixed with a hot buffalo.
See, I'm just not a buffalo guy. Not just because we play in Buffalo this week. I'm just not a buffalo guy. I like hot sometimes, but I'm not. Buffalo, no, it's not good for me. I mean, that's the case. You might as well go to Buffalo Wild Wings. What's the promo? We win by 10, you get a free meal or something on Buffalo Wild Wings?
No doubt.
Sure, now it is, I guess. Yeah.
How do you see this game going after you've seen Buffalo play?
Hang on, just one more.
Never mind.
One more on the wing. Boneless versus the bone-in ones.
I don't like boneless. I like the bone. I was raised on, you know, the gristle, you know, all that. So you got to, how you going to make a wish if you don't have a bone?
That's exactly right. Yes, 100%.
No doubt. So this game against Buffalo, Buffalo's kind of had some adversities this year, the loss to Atlanta, the loss to New England. Yeah, they beat Carolina coming off the bye, but where do you see this game, Mr. Smith, when you see this Chiefs team rolling the way they are against this Buffalo team that might have some questions?
I mean, we had questions, so it's just a matter of time. We're getting healthy at the right time, and, you know, whenever the Chiefs play, Buffalo is always a showdown. You know what I mean? It's who's going to have the ball the most time to keep. Buffalo's going to try to keep Mahomes off the field, and Chiefs are going to try to keep Buffalo off the field. You know what I mean? Both quarterbacks, because they're both good quarterbacks. Allen's a good quarterback, and we know what 15 can do. As long as there's 13 seconds left on the clock, he will make it happen.
That's the thing, man. These games aren't over anymore until they are officially over, especially when you have Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And to me, it's the best rivalry that we have right now in the NFL. It's a fun rivalry. It's a respected rivalry. People are comparing it to Manning versus, obviously, Tom Brady in the last kind of good quarterback rivalry we've seen. Where do you rank this quarterback rivalry?
I can see that. That's a good. It's a good rivalry, but we all know Josh Allen can't win the big game. You know, it's proven. Just last year. It's proven. He's always going to be a guy. He's the Charles Barkley of football.
Mm-hmm. But why can't he win the big game, or why can't certain guys win the big one?
Just don't have enough willpower. They try to do it all themselves, and then they still need a wingman. Jordan has Scottie Pippen. Tom Brady had his defense. Baltimore Ravens had a defense when they won. Trent Dilfer was a great game manager, but that defense, you know what I mean? Most teams that win the Super Bowl is their defense. Denver Broncos, when they won, what? That defense, DeMarcus wearing them. It wasn't the offense.
Right.
Offense wins you games, but the defense is going to win you the championship, because it doesn't matter if the defense don't let them score and the offense can give us 3 points or 7 points, we win the game.
Sean, you play the same sort of position. What do you see when a guy like Mike Pinnell comes back to a team that he's familiar with and some guys that he's got some boys on the team with?
It's great. I mean, you see how Chris Jones was happy. Just somebody that knows the game and understands how to play the system is always good. You can plug him in versus getting a guy off the street on practice squad. And as you see, they cut what's the kid, Heron, and put him on practice squad, which we knew was going to happen. And for them to do that, that means they really value his talent and know what he could bring in help. He was part of the Super Bowl championship.
But why get rid of him in the beginning of the year, right? Like why not keep that guy on the roster if he means so much?
Because they was trying to go young and cheaper, and you drafted and you draft. Think about it. If 5'5" don't get hurt, we don't need him right now.
Right.
We don't. I told you about 55 from the beginning in training camp. I said he's a difference maker. Mm-hmm. And look what happened. He gets hurt. Now we got to cut a guy for him.
Yeah. I want to go back to your take on Josh Allen, and maybe you can compare him to the boneless wing. They satisfy you until they don't. When you look at this game with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I know that they are number one and number two, obviously, in the NFL, but their accolades obviously completely different. But what I want to bring up is, why is it when you have a guy on the other side of the field that, you know, might be known as he's better than you, but yet you have that hunger, that fire, that desire, no matter what has been said or no matter what has been done, it all comes back and changes in the moment of the game?
I mean, they're built different. Two different guys from two different backgrounds. I feel like when guys in certain situations and when the gritty get to it, you go back to your childhood and what you was raised and how you're a competitor and a winner and a fighter. That's when that dog comes out of you. Well, you know you got to really go dig down deep to pull your team to win. And Josh Allen's had moments of doing that, and not just say because he's not successful against the Chiefs, but when he's done it against other teams. But it's just when that big game comes, he can't do it. And then also, you know, we're missing big boy Trey Smith.
Yeah, Trey Smith.
And they're missing Ed Oliver. So it should be kind of balanced. You know what I mean? The game's going to be on our front. But I'm willing to see. I wonder if there's going to be a fight this weekend with Dawkins, you know, since he was he's been on his podcast with, I forgot who it was the other day, talking about they should be starting sparring, because the reason, I guess, the dude number 95 or what was it, 94 from Carolina, try to fight him after the game.
Mm.
So he may be ready to rock and roll. You can probably get it. Like, so you know that going into the game as a defensive lineman. What are you doing to get Deion Dawkins to kind of, you know, go over the edge, if you will?
Well, really, I'm going to talk about him for one, because he has beads in the back of his hair like he's a little girl. You know what I mean? You know, I respect him. He's a great player, but beads, those are beads. You have beads in your hair. That's what little girls do. You know what I mean? For my daughters, I used to be putting beads on my little daughter here. But he's a great football player. I just think that's going to be a great matchup when Chris Jones lines up at DN to go against him, Bull Rusher. I mean, I just think we can attack Buffalo. And I think defensively, if we're up, Buffalo's not coming back. If we're up by two touchdowns, Buffalo's not coming back.
Yeah.
If we're up by two touchdowns by half, Buffalo's not coming back.
Love to hear it. Ed Oliver being out of the game and Kareem Hunt being the power runner is something that Buffalo struggles with. Do you just attack that until they finally can prove to you that they can stop it?
I mean, Kareem Hunt is starting to pick back up his thing. Pacheco was too until he hurt himself a little bit. But I like the rookie, Smith. Mm-hmm. Something about the last name, maybe. I don't know. They just like to make plays, you know what I mean? But the rookie is starting to come along. With them receivers, we got five receivers that can do anything, catch the deep ball, go run past anybody. So 87 is going to catch the screen. I'm looking for us to put some points up. I don't know what the weather's going to be like up there, but I'm looking for us to put some points up.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Sean. If this team gets a two-score lead early on, I just don't think it's going to be like Jacksonville. I think the Chiefs learned their lesson from that one, and I don't know that Buffalo has enough firepower to come back from a two-score deficit in the game.
That and Buffalo defense is depleted. Their secondary is depleted to me. You know what I mean? Nobody stands out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody stands out, so we should have fun. We're just defensively, we just got to stop 17-4. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about Coleman. He still hasn't produced yet. So, you know what I mean? And we can't let number 10.
Shakir.
Shakir, because he finds a way to get open on them crossing routes. And some of the little trick plays they run. So, but also another key factor in this game is special teams.
Mm. Yeah, you can't have that 43 holding every freaking play.
Yeah, man. I think if he holds this one, he's going to get cut.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran. So, hey, Sean, I'm going to have some fun with you here for a little bit. If you could describe yourself as a Halloween candy, what would you say you are?
As a Halloween candy? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I'm an M&M peanut.
Mm. Okay.
Why?
All right, because I love them, and, you know, people say my head is shaped like a peanut. Oh, so.
All right. And then are you dressing up this year? And if you are, what are you going to go as?
Well, I don't know yet. My girl, we talk about going to a party. If I go to a party, I might dress up as Biggie Smalls. I think I'm going to put on some jean outfit, a denim jean outfit with some Tims and wear one of my gold chains with a crown on my head. If you go Google that picture, you'll see one.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
She's gonna call you Big Papa by the end of the night.
Yeah, she's gonna do that regardless.
What is she going as,
Lil Kim?
No, she thought about that. Oh, she might go as Faith Evans because she's light skinned. So, you know,
okay, there you go.
Kind of what's name. And then, I don't know, I might win a contest because, what was it? Last year I did a Big Worm. I won 1500 at this party I went to. So, hey, who knows?
All right.
But see, the thing is, I'm upset because I can't go trick or treating because I got to coach the game. We got this game and one more game, and then we're done for the season. But we won last week, so we're 4-4, and hopefully we get to 5-4 tonight.
Yeah, go steal their candy, and then go have some fun as Biggie Smalls and Faith Evans tonight.
Yeah, you know, hey, I love it when they call you Big Pop.
Hey, put your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I ain't a player, but, you know.
You crush a lot.
Those days, I played a lot. Those days are over with for me now.
That's okay. Sometimes you go back out of retirement. I mean, a couple guys do that. You never know. Sean, we appreciate the time. Have a great Halloween. Good luck tonight. Get back to 5-4, baby.
All right. Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too.
He said my head shaped like a peanut.
It is. It's a good descriptor of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, guess what? Old friend alert. Not Thornton. What's his name? The guy that's now healthy again. The tight end. What's his name?
Kelsey?
Noah Gray?
No, the guy that's now available to come back and play football after his knee injury that we just talked about.
Oh,
not Fountain.
Fortson.
Jody Fortson.
Oh, Jody Fortson.
Old friend alert. Speaking of old friend alert, Josh Klingler, he's going to come in and he's going to be part of our roundtable here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I love it when they call you Big Papa.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right. right, it is roundtable time. Don't adjust your radio. It'll sound like it used to. This is the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Ticket, only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000, plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. We are now joined by Chiefs sideline reporter and one of the former loves of my life, Josh Klingler. And I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't do it. There it is.
There it is. Is that on camera right now, too?
No, you're on camera.
Oh, okay.
You're back, baby.
Wow. Well, we can do those things on camera.
Your hair's getting darker. It's weird how you got out and you got
it's like the presidency.
But
you know how you age and then as soon as you're done, then you stay the same age.
Yeah, that's why I called you Annie Dufresne. You went through a bunch of blank to only come out clean.
No,
on the other
that's
side.
Not true. The hair is just as gray.
The best of the underlying story is Josh finally got a sweatshirt out of the Chiefs. Way
to
go.
Look at you.
Years you bitched about the shoes, and now you got yourself a nice
hoodie. I have my own shoes.
See, you bitch enough, you get a sweatshirt. Bob bitched for 13 years and got Lewis from Cider Donuts.
That is unbelievable. Bob and I have been texting about this a little bit. I'm like,
they did it.
Maybe word travels really slow. I have no idea. Maybe it's moved to FM. Maybe Lewisburg finally is rocking now with the FM.
Yeah.
That the AM just didn't get there. I have no idea how that one would.
I got an email at the beginning of the week from their marketing person. Hey, we'd love to drop off cider and donuts. I'm like, sure.
Great.
Now that marketing manager's probably in her early 20s. Probably not alive.
No
when
clue
we did
who
that.
You are. No clue why they're driving all the way there to dump stuff off.
But the guy who came to the door, like a listener, he's like, "I'm so happy. This is awesome, man." Yeah. So here's your cider.
Well,
the video.
The video. Well, the audio put to video. I don't even know who did it. Resurfaced like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I listened to it. again, and I was just still laughing. And I don't have that audio. I don't know if you have that audio.
Oh, it's on the internet.
And we'll stop going. It was a nice Sunday yesterday.
Well, I know it's on the internet.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
But I'm saying I don't have it like in my possession.
No, I don't think that I do.
To have it so that, you know, iTunes brings it up randomly.
Yeah.
So it just happened to be on somebody tagged me on Twitter with it. And I was like, oh, this is still out there. So hey, whatever worked to get cider and apples.
13 years later, you know?
Crazy.
Taylor's favorite number. Weird.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this. This is a game in which you're going to be last time at Orchard Park. I asked Mitch earlier. He's sad about going. He goes, no, I'm going to burn it down with a flamethrower. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But look, I said this all week. This is a game that on paper we always look at and we say, hey, they're this, we're this. They're this, we're this. And then the game gets there and you look like a complete idiot because you don't know what you're talking about because the game just completely goes away.
Yeah.
Why is that in this matchup?
Well, talking to some people in Buffalo, they've always mentioned that the Bills claim the Chiefs do different stuff when they play them.
They do different stuff when they play everybody. Did you tell them that?
But that's what I said, too. I said, well, part of it is I think they're bored. And so Andy Reid gets another page out of the file cabinet or whatever and goes, let's try this. And they're always tweaking. I think that's part of it. You know, also, I think the Bills overthink. And I think they've changed a lot because we're in their domes.
Oh, yeah.
If Andy Reid's not in McDermott's dome, I don't believe it. So I think that there's a lot of that going on where they might not look the same as they do even the week before when they face one another. I think that's a big part of it. And then also it's super competitive. So those games are going to end up a little bit different.
Yeah. This one seems bigger, though, I think, from the Buffalo side of things than for the Kansas City side of things. Like, I feel like with the Chiefs, there's life. There's people are buying in. Everybody's loving them again. I feel like with Buffalo, there's a lot of people going, I don't know about this team. If they go out there and get smoked by the Chiefs, they're going to have a hard time in the perception side of things. And they actually have a running mate now for their division. Huge game for Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I watched their last two games, not in its entirety. I'm not to that sickness level now that I'm super retired. But I happened to catch, you know, the Falcon game where they melted down.
Right.
And that was terrific. And I didn't listen to you guys the next day because I wanted to tune into Buffalo. I darn near called into Buffalo's radio station and said, it's not that bad, people.
Yeah.
Like your team is okay. But then they smashed Carolina coming off the bye, but that looked like the Raiders. That looked like Chiefs Raiders.
Right.
Like Carolina was atrocious. And Andy Dalton is still the quarterback in the NFL, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit hard to tell last week what the Bills were because I thought Carolina was so bad. But the Bills got healthy in that game heading into this one with the Chiefs. So
yeah, this last weekend, I know the first half was probably very boring for you in that game where there was, you know, fourth down conversions not getting converted. There were two turnovers from Patrick Mahomes. And then the second half, they just kind of woke up and it was like, okay, there's that offense. There's the Chiefs. And Mahomes ends up going on his way to throw for 299. Was that kind of a thing of like, okay, we could probably beat this team with our, you know, secondary playbook. And then they get into halftime like, all right, maybe they're a little bit better than we thought they were. Let's open up some new things. And that's what we saw there. And they were saving for Buffalo. Cause you said Buffalo will say Kansas City kind of, you know, opens things up against them.
I don't know that they, I don't feel like the Chiefs save things specifically for people. I just think they tweak a lot. Mm-hmm. Like they're comfortable enough to say, we don't have to run the same 10 plays over and over and over. We can do a variety of things based on the week. I thought last week was turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't turn the ball over twice, uncharacteristically for them, I mean, what's the first half look like? You know,
they get 14-0 probably right from the jump.
And maybe you say, maybe I give Washington a touchdown, another touchdown because they didn't convert a fourth down and maybe they could have or whatever.
Right.
In a flipped world. So that was just weird. They just turned the football over, but the fact that they flipped it in gear then and blew them away in the second half. Second half was impressive.
Right.
That was like the, oh, you're gonna hang next to us? No, you're not. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then to be able to again shut a game down essentially in the fourth quarter, that's awesome. You don't get too many, let alone back to back of those right. where you're playing like a preseason game almost in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. So I think the one thing that you'll see in this game a lot, whether it's, I think you can take both medias, right? You take both sides of the team. Buffalo wins this game. We're back. We beat the Chiefs. Par for the course, regular season game. Chiefs lose.
But.
Yeah.
We still haven't beat them in the postseason. They'll Correct. Still be that for
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah. There is still that for them.
For
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
They lose. I think you start seeing McDermott's, you know, got to go. Something's got to change. Get Joe Brady out of here. Revamp. Otherwise,
didn't they
window.
Want the coordinator fired 2 years ago? And they fired
got rid
him.
Of, right. They got rid of the old Miami quarterback that was always throwing stuff. Dorsey. They got rid of him. So flip it over to the Chiefs side. Chiefs lose. All right. Now you got to win the next three, no matter what. Whether it because it's Denver, it's Indianapolis, and it's Dallas. They win. It's what are they going to say now? Because you look at the games they've beaten, and it's Detroit 30-17. Banged up team, whatever, but the offense wasn't, right? You look at the next game after that, Raiders, 31-0. Yeah, the Raiders suck. That's 31-0, okay, at that point?
In the NFL.
In the NFL.
And Andy Reid's first time ever shutting out an opponent
still,
in his coaching career.
Still nuts.
And then you look at the game this past week, 28-7. And you know the stat, in the last 10 quarters, they've held teams to 14 points. If the margin of victory is big against Buffalo, I think then it's everyone is all in and the Chiefs' Kool-Aid is being poured at every single place in the existence of the NFL. Is that kind of what the Chiefs need to do? Is kind of beat them by multiple points?
Yeah, I mean, why keep Buffalo there, right? Mm-hmm. Put a team on hold, and I think if you're still thinking about the number one seed, which I think the Chiefs should still be thinking about the number one seed, I think you got to have this one. Like this stretch of games here are all tiebreaker type, divisional.
The common opponent thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AFC games.
All those things that you kind of have to win if you're thinking about being the number one seed. Yes, they have to win the division first. So that Denver game to me is still the most important of all of them. But if you win this stretch of games, you're still in line for the number one seed, which I think is very, very important to them.
Yeah, so. I think it is. Not necessarily as we had Sal Capaccio on, obviously, your counterpoint up in Buffalo. And he goes, not necessarily just to have the home games, because that doesn't matter. Chiefs beat us here anyway. Who the hell cares? It's just about, that's what he said.
We're in their heads.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But he said it's about getting that week off more than anything. And we've talked about this for years, Josh. That week off seems like it's everything for this Chiefs team. They really fight for that week off, not to have the one seed and have the home games per se, but to have that time in January where they can sit back and rest while everybody else has to play.
The only advantage anymore, so you might as well try to go get that. So I think this stretch of games is really big for that.
What are you liking from Kareem Hunt? Because I think it's like peek behind the curtain. We had the people from the franchise in here yesterday, and they were asking me a question when we went off to the side and did like interviews, and they were like, Kareem Hunt, like what is, because I heard Mahomes in the locker room. I don't know if you're going to say this on Monday night, but he's like, we don't need the tush push when we got Kareem Hunt. I think Kareem Hunt is a perfect example of what a guy that knows what a second chance is, right? Gets ran out of Kansas City for being a bonehead and doing his things, comes back, has a chance to win a Super Bowl with the team that he could have won a Super Bowl with, and they lose. Now they tell him, hey, we're going to bring you back again. You're still not going to be the guy, but your role is actually going to be more important than people think, and it's that short yardage role. It's the random touchdown and an improvisational touchdown play by Mahomes. kind of love to see that with a guy that knows this team is full of star power and explosiveness. And he's like, hey, 2 yards, 1 yard, I'm your guy.
That's the magic of this team, right? There are a bunch of people that have a bunch of roles like that that aren't necessarily called upon to be the stars, mm-hmm. or you're not anointed a star, whatever. There's mm-hmm. tons sure. of them on defense that could probably do that too, right? I talked to Kareem Hunt, I remember in the preseason, and asked him that same thing. Like, did you know you're coming back? Like, it was kind of weird that you came back last year, but what about this year? And he's like, I had no idea. Like, I was hoping, but I wasn't really sure. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there was like the, oh, you want me back?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's on the other side of his career.
Right.
Where it's, oh, I'm the man, right? Like, I think a lot of people probably go through when they're drafted, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, look at me. Look what I've achieved. I got here. I think this was like the turnaround of, oh, you want me? And I think he probably took that to heart a little bit. Like, I was almost done. I had to come back to my previous team, right? Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You want me here? What do you want me here? What do you want me to do?
You just have that conversation with Spectre?
I don't think I was ever in demand, so that it doesn't really apply.
Gosh. No, so.
So, no, but short yardage, the short yardage thing, yeah. What's been missing from this team for like 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Right. Every time they get to the 1 yard line, and we'd all go, oh, no.
He mentioned the Kingdom show yesterday, right? They were talking to me as well, and they were talking about the Kareem, same thing. Yeah. And I go, look, for years, we'd rather have 3rd and 14 than 3rd and 1. They couldn't convert 3rd and 1.
Because I don't want them throwing on 3rd and 1.
Right. Stupid plays. I mean, was there kryptonite, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we talked about that for a generation. Now it's like, give me 3rd and 1. Kareem Hunt's getting 4 or 5 yards every single time he touches the ball.
I mean, a little bit. They still tried that one last week again.
Yes.
You know, and it didn't quite get there. And then Kareem Hunt had to finish it, which I thought was kind of appropriate. Like, see, could have just done that in the first place and it wouldn't have been a big deal. But so, I think that their commitment to also giving him the ball multiple times in that situation is big versus trying it once and then going, oh, okay, what now? And try to throw the football over the field. I'd just love to see them just like, let's make it easy. How many teams make it easy by the goal line? Buffalo included.
Right.
Like, just find something that's easy that you don't want to do quarterback sneak. Find something else that's easy. And Kareem Hunt seems to be the guy near the goal line.
No doubt.
He might have to be more this week. I don't know.
Maybe. But. Yeah. But I mean, and that thing's with the pop injury. I know from talking to some folks, Josh, they're like, we escaped a big one here, but obviously he needs a little bit of rest and whatnot. I like what Breshard Smith is doing down there for this team right now. Do you think we get to see him more this week?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, this feels to me a little comp to Xavier Worthy last year, where every week he got a little bit more and he got a little bit more. And by the end of the year, you're like, man, they're using him a lot. And I think Breshard Smith's in that same category. And you're also still looking for that third down guy, that guy you didn't get in the before the season started, right?
Mm,
that you're probably looking for.
Your Ryan guy.
Yeah. You know, any of the ones over the last several years where you kind of had that guy and you gave the job to a rookie, but you weren't really sure. Can Kareem Hunt fill some of that? Now he could be that guy.
Right.
And so their ability to keep putting more and more on his plate, he's able to split out wide. Yeah, he's got some potential.
I think if there's a game that he could kind of get his feet really wet and really start really showing his skill set would be this game. Buffalo is second against the pass in defense. They're 31st against the run. So they are really good at defending the pass, which is what the Chiefs do really, really well. And they're really, really bad at stopping the run.
Okay.
And they don't have Ed Oliver. So I wonder if this is one of those things where, like, Kareem Hunt will be now the guy for this game. Because we talk about load management with Travis Kelce, where it's like, hey, it's going to be a Rice, Hollywood, Thornton, Juju worthy type of game. You just be there for 3 or 4 plays. And that's kind of what Hunt's role is, as a running back behind Pacheco and everybody. But then there might be a game where it's like, hey, Travis, like, Xavier's a little beat up. Rice is under the weather. We kind of need you to be there 7-8 times, in the first half and really put up those production numbers, which he has done mm-hmm. this year at less playing time, which is remarkable. But is this a game where maybe you go with your vet in a game that has this much meaning with the two teams that are playing?
Well, when you mentioned those numbers, bad against the run, good against the pass, it just makes you think, well, they're going to throw the ball.
They're going to throw the ball all over the field, 100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where we go in and we go, we have no idea what we're talking about, because it certainly looked like the stats would say, go ahead and run the football.
Because when he was saying that, I was immediately thinking, I'm like, oh, they're going to throw the ball.
Yeah, they're going to throw the first. I mean, but they, you know, they do, and as much as you may roll your eyes at, they do consider, you know, those bubble screens part of, you know, the anything horizontal to be kind of a version of the run game. Now, can they do those kinds of things early and set the tone? Yeah, they love throwing the screens to, just about everybody, right? Everybody's got a screenplay for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
it's true.
It's like pick your guy this week that's going to do that. So there could be some of that.
There may be
well.
One for Caliendo in the mix this week for a screenplay or something like that we're not expecting, yeah. Right? You know,
a little harder when he's. Well, were you saying now that he's back to his other role?
Yeah,
you're saying,
yeah.
Because that's in there.
That's it. Of course, that's in there.
Of course, that's in there, right?
Number 74, whatever his report's eligible. Yeah, here's the screen pass to Caliendo.
Yes.
God, I hope we see that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's definitely a play that's in there that they haven't quite used yet. That they set it up a number of times.
Well,
they've
worked on it in practice.
Yeah. So. I'd like to say yes, Dusty, but I think we all know I'm the one that's always pounding the table, run the ball. And I know I'm in the minority of that, and I definitely don't have a vote when it comes to the offensive game planning meetings.
Yeah, so this was Mitch Holthus, and this was the comparison he said of who they play for this little minute of audio for you.
The Bills have changed, in my opinion, dramatically the way they're playing. You guys realize nobody runs it more than the Buffalo Bills. They run it 51% of the time.
Wow.
They have become the Eagles. They've become even more like the Ravens, let's say, in the fact that they're just going to run it. And their offensive line has been great. Here's one of your stats of the morning. Cook last week had 216 yards against Carolina on less than 20 carries. It's only happened three other times in the history of the NFL, including Bo Jackson in 1987. But the stat, to me, that got my attention was the fact that in James Cook's runs, he had 141 yards of his 216 before he was touched.
Wow.
This is a really good Buffalo offensive line. Same cast of characters. They're just better. But what Buffalo's doing is run, RPO. Allen keeps it. Oh, I'll throw to Shakir. And then but that's what we're going to do. They own time of possession, averaging in seven games, 33 minutes and 15 seconds, by far leads the league. Chiefs are playing Army this week.
So the Buffalo Bills will lose possession of the clock this week, going back to what we said earlier. But again, 33 minutes TOP there.
Cook is amazing. He was amazing last week. So he had 19 carries, over 200 yards, and I think there may have been one earlier in the game because I just watched the condensed version of the game.
Yeah.
But just watching his runs, like he had his last run of the day, he got stopped for 2 yards. And I think that was his shortest run of the day, if not maybe one other one.
Boy, that screwed his average up.
Yeah. But everything else was like 5, 6. Yeah. Of course, he had a 60 yard or two or whatever.
Right.
But it was like 5, 6, 7. Eight.
Those are the ones that kill you, man.
6, 7, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The 6, 7, man. I mean, it's just a mess.
Tumbled right into that one.
You did, yeah. But you see, you don't have the kids anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, there's one at home that thinks it's funny still.
No, he doesn't. No.
Of course.
Yeah, cool.
Every kid does.
They've kind of moved on because we now kind of embraced it. The older people have embraced
it.
That was the
aim.
Yeah.
Just blister them with you think it's funny too, and get it to die.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
We've done that.
Yes. But Cook was. It was just. It's like that's what I would love the Chiefs running game to be.
You should tell him why don't you get 6, 7 jobs and
working on it.
Work in progress.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
But his just ability to get those chunks.
Yeah.
Last week was just amazing. Like every time he touched the ball, it's like, well, that's what I want to run. That's a dream run game, right? It's not. Hope you find a hole and duck ahead for three. It's like 6, 6, 8, you know, 7. Yeah. See, I mixed up the order that time. Mm-hmm. But I thought he was just super impressive in getting those chunk yards last week.
Right.
And he's going to be the key. And then I'm still looking for, I know that they have slowed down the Josh Allen designed runs this year, but they work against the Chiefs.
Yes, they do.
And so I'm like, They're gonna do some of these this week, right?
They're working Monday night in the first quarter with Mariota.
Yeah. I hate those plays. Those are the ones that drive
and
me.
And especially
up
with Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's really good at that. Like he gets behind that wall and he's so big and he's like that's 5 yards without even trying. And so I gotta think they're gonna incorporate some of that, even though they haven't for most of the season.
No doubt. So I brought this up with Mitch and Mac and Bob as well. Is this the most comfortable you've felt going into this game with this Chiefs team against that Buffalo team?
What was Mitch's answer, by the way?
Yes. He says, I'm taking
really?
The
bye.
I'll play it for you.
I don't know if you want to hear this.
Yeah.
Because I'm surprised, because Mitch is usually the cautious one of all of us, right? He's like, but they have this, and this.
Right, and this was his response.
You know, I'm the middle child. Are you a middle child, Dusty?
I am.
So we're warriors. We're the warriors. We want everybody to be happy. We want to fix it. And usually I'm a warrior. I'm more like Bob this week. I'm going in with a flamethrower in that place.
So there's Mitch.
Wow. Okay. So you, see, yeah. Having not heard it this morning, I was like, no, Mitch is usually the one that goes, okay, guys, reel it in.
Right.
Like they have this, this, and this. Don't get over your skis. And no, this not as confident as the Raider game. That was super confident, not expecting a zero.
Right.
But
right,
like, yeah. this is on paper such a joke.
I thought a zero.
But I don't think, definitely don't think this is a joke, but I think if you stop the run, I don't think they're as good defensively as they've been, Buffalo. And if you stop the run, which again, the Chiefs, I feel like that Chiefs defense rises to the occasion when there's a singular runner that's a problem.
Yeah, they do.
Give me a name. They're like, we got to stop that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when they seem to really dial in. And so, if you stop the run game, I'm pretty confident in this one. I don't think they can score enough with the Chiefs.
And they play better when it's a marquee opponent. At least Chris Jones does. I'm convinced now. Chris Jones sees that team the day before, the week before the game, and goes, Jags, I'm going to take this day off, right? Oh, Raiders, I'll
He's
probably
turned
take
into
this.
A fan.
He kind of has. Like,
just give me the playoffs.
Yeah, just give me right. my player yeah, back. Yeah, yeah. yeah, give me the playoffs. Give me. But when it's a big game, he'll be there. Like, I think Chris Jones is going to have a big game this week. And then having Mike Pinnell back, I guess the smells are back in Kansas, but I don't know why they got rid of him. And Sean Smith told us earlier because they're cheap. They wanted to sign, play the rookie, which is I get. But this guy, man, he should have been on this team all along.
Yeah, and they wanted him on this team all along. I think it came to contractually how to do it. He was a veteran you could do some maneuvering with, and I guess at this point in time he was just like, I've done that a couple times for you. I don't want to do it.
Right.
It seemed like that there was like an ego thing and a contract thing, and it didn't work.
Gotcha.
And so he went to. To the Bengals to do the exact same thing.
So
which
we're
going
to send you to Cincinnati.
I'll be right back. Yeah.
And then, as soon as he became available, I mean, did you not chuckle when he was released by Cincinnati? I'm like, oh, geez, this is a given.
I'll be honest with you. It wasn't seconds after he was released that I got a call that he was coming back. It was immediate.
Yeah, yeah. And then the he is coming to Kansas City for a visit. Visiting for what?
There's no visit.
His last place is still available for vacancy.
Yeah. There you go.
So how do you see this game going? What's your score prediction?
I still think, you got to first to 30 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can score, although I have a lot of belief in the Chiefs defense. Mm-hmm. So I think Chiefs like low 30s, maybe 31-21.
Okay. And let's see if you still got it. You know what Bob's score prediction was?
Let's see. I would say the Chiefs 35 and another shutout.
That's right.
So Bob has had so many shutouts. Andy's had one.
Yeah.
Bob has called for it for
when it got 28-0,
a decade.
You were like, oh, God, if this goes 35, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
knows.
Yeah. Yeah. When it went 28-0, I'm like, oh, no.
You're like looking up there going.
When they kicked the field goal, I was like fist bumping like, yes, they didn't get 35.
No doubt.
Because I was like, I couldn't imagine how many times you were going to have to play that, or not you were going to play the audio. He was going to play that audio and you'd have to stomach it.
Yeah. Yeah, he still got it, brother. Hey, you look great. I love you to death. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. Thanks for coming in and doing this today.
Thanks for letting me sleep in too.
Yeah, no
traffic's
problem.
Much different at 9 o'clock than it ever was at like, quarter to five.
Yeah, I'm not interested in this kind of traffic.
No, it takes a lot longer to get here.
There was
cars in the way and stuff.
Idiots. Like, you sound like Dana right now. Like, have you seen they're letting other people drive?
I know, it's terrible. That was the one benefit of getting up early.
Yeah.
You didn't have to deal with people. Just
random union truck guy going 90 miles an hour past you, and you're like, take the day.
It's you and the delivery guys.
That's right. That is Josh Klingler, Chiefs sideline reporter. You can hear him on the call this weekend in Buffalo. Game to 325. Chiefs Radio Network goes on 3 hours ahead of time. This is the Roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with a Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000 plus. Enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experience. See KSLottery.com. Coming up on the other side, it is our Richards of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the
go to that rocking L. Now they go to a flip bone set. First down play. Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the 5. Gets a lead block. He goes into the end zone near side. Touchdown!
it. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
Three wide to the right, one wide to the left. Mahomes over the middle. Caught Tyreek Hill at the 45. Angling right, 40, 35, Cheetah, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. A 64-yard touchdown. Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. 36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fake comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Know that I am.
I know that I'm hard.
Exactly. Getting there, man. 9:48 on a Friday. Red Friday, Halloween, all in one. Spooky
Hello,
season,
America.
Candy season. Better tell him, Jerry. The Godfather.
I don't know that they do Halloween in Italy, so he may not celebrate.
It's today.
But his daughter, Julie, is having her birthday today, so happy birthday to Julie.
All right. Shout out to Jules.
Happy birthday.
There you go. But it is Friday at 9:45-ish, so we get into our Richards of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Yeah, you're not that guy. You're not that guy. You try to be that guy, but you're not that guy. And I'm talking about Dave Kleinman. You, sir, are an absolute Richard, and you're the Richard of the Week because on Monday night, you thought you'd be cute. You thought you'd be funny. You thought you were clever. You actually suck, dude. Like, you actually
are.
Is
he real?
I don't know. His avatar is not real on Twitter, but he's got a blue check mark and something else next to it. NFL underscore Dove Kleinman. He has a video of Patrick Mahomes. It is literally 1 second long, and the referee looks at him and smiles and then keeps walking. And he quote tweeted, said, "Patrick Mahomes is really comfortable with the ref. It's getting too hard to ignore."
I saw that play happen during the game, and I was counting in my head, how fast are we going to have until we see on X people making fun of or saying things because Brad Allen smiled at Mahomes after a huge play. It was one of those smiles that you've seen it, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just can't believe you guys continue to do stuff like this. It was like an amazement smile from the referee. There was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they're starting to get comfortable. Well, I don't know about you, but wasn't it last year that the ref went over to Josh Allen's bench?
Sat on the bench with him.
No comment. JSN was getting in a fight on the wrong sideline. Referee went over there and operation like shielded him against everybody else. And yet there's this little quirky smile of, man, you don't have it anymore, do you? And he's like, maybe a slower ref these days. Or maybe Mahomes is just like, told you it was coming. And all of a sudden he just goes, yeah. And then Dove Kleinman, you suck. You are not credible to anything that you say. You're a Richard, and you're my Richard of the Week.
Can I be honest with that for a second? I kind of like when the refs do that, and they show kind of that human side.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they understand what's going on in the game. They know who the stars in the game are. Isn't it better to go up to guys like that and try to protect them and calm them down before they do something where then the ref has to throw the flag, kick them out of the game? We're not paying to watch backup quarterbacks or anything like that, you know, do their thing. If they're over there calming down a player, they probably got directive from the league to say, hey, before you toss anybody, before you throw these flags, see if you can calm them down and rectify the situation. And then if you can't, well, then by all means, go ahead and throw that flag. But it is a human moment. And it's also one of those moments because we're all looking at that play going, whoa. And I my mind works in weird ways. I always wonder, do the refs think this is impressive? Like, if you're behind home plate and Otani's bashing three home runs, are you marveling at that? You have
For
to be.
Sure. Yes, you should. I want them to.
Yeah, absolutely I do. Because I know we are, you know?
Yes, this is huge. This is the best athletes in the world.
Yeah, it's okay to show like, wow, that was pretty.
And that's not bias. That's
no.
not like we'll go wow to a play that Josh Allen does this Sunday, right? Like, he makes
I've
you
done
go
it.
Wow.
Yes, we've
every
all done
time.
It. Yeah, we've
every
all
time.
Done it. Like, even last night I was watching Lamar and I'm going, oh my God,
yeah.
Look at these plays. Like, they were some early ones that he had were just awesome. So I guess I just don't have a problem with it because we're talking about the star players of the league. The refs are trying their best to keep them safe, to keep them calm, to keep them from getting hurt because the league needs the players, and that's kind of the ref's job, the police, the league. Who do you have this week, Mac?
This week, you know, I was struggling to find a Richard of the Week because I'm an optimistic person. I try and, you know, just look glass half full.
How'd that work out for you?
It's still going okay. This isn't a guy. This isn't a Richard. This is more of a dumb of the week. Mark Zuckerberg was wrestling.
He's UFC in it.
He's wrestling UFC
champion. The guy who ruined the world with Facebook?
That's right. That guy. Yeah.
We're talking
Meta,
about meats.
Bob, UFC champion Alex Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
He's wrestling him. And then at the end, like, clearly Alex Pereira is going 5%. They're sparring. Thank you. They're sparring. And Zuckerberg does kind of a takedown and then goes, "Are you okay?" to Alex Pereira. It'd be like if me and Sean Smith were in the trenches and I did a bull rush on him and he stepped back half an inch and I said, are you good?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about?
We're smoking meats.
We've talked about billionaires and owners this week and the yes men that are around them quite often, these NFL owners. Zuckerberg looked like he was a little bit in that camp there. Are you okay?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Look, the owners around every sports franchise and CEOs, they all need no people around them. The best people you're going to have around you are the no people that are going to say, let's try it a different way. Let's look at something different. Let's try something new. Let's try this. Like, that's okay. These rich people just surround themselves with yes men and yes women, and it just doesn't ever work that way. My Richard of the Week has an audio component, and it's a police officer in Detroit, Michigan. Here's the audio.
It's on the record, please.
Yes, Officer Jackson, badge number 3919, out of the 12th Precinct.
All right.
You got an Officer Palmer, Judge.
You got some pants on, officer?
No, sir.
Officer Jackson, okay, Miss Lee.
So this officer was going to court, as police officers do. When you issue a ticket, you show up to court. This one was virtual. He's sitting on his couch with his police shirt and badge on and no pants.
So,
and
he's Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, and he's got the camera there where you can clearly see that he's not wearing pants.
Winnie the Pooh.
Full frontal, dude.
I mean, and then he realizes it, I think, and brings the camera close to his face, and that's when the judge goes, are you wearing, no pants there, sir?
Wait. So, like, his dinger was showing?
It's blurred.
Oh.
Like, he had boxers.
Oh,
he had boxers
okay.
on.
I thought he was just hanging brain.
No. He's sitting there in his living room on the couch in court, and the camera's back, and he's got no pants on.
He's a little too comfortable.
And so the judge is like, You're going to court to
back the blur there
to kind of represent yourself and this ticket or whatever you have a police officer need to appear in court and you're doing it virtually and you're too stupid to put pants on. Like, this is 2020 all over again when people were doing the Zoom stuff because nobody knew what the hell Zoom was.
No doubt.
Now we all know you gotta wear pants.
Some news out of the NFL.
Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history.
Travis Hunter has been placed on injury reserve due to a knee injury. Head coach Liam Cohen. Hunter will now miss a minimum of 4 games.
Dang.
So
I'm not happy about that.
Okay.
Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history. That does seem to be right, but that I'm not happy about. Don't want to see anyone hurt. He was actually starting to do a little better.
Starting to do a little bit better.
He was starting to get the rhythm down, I think, is more important than anything when you're a rookie. But, good week of shows, fellas. Happy Halloween to you and
happy
your families.
Halloween.
Enjoy handing out the candy or doing whatever you have. See you in an hour for the Halloween party.
That's
costume.
Right. We got to run to the store to get our potlucks.
Yeah.
You know there's a lot of crock pots already. Did you know the crock pot was invented in Kansas City?
We're doing raw fish. Seriously.
Yeah, we are.
And there'll be pictures. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Go to my hometown in Blue Springs.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See Cody and Gold live at Community America Credit Union. That's where they're at. Go say hi. First 100 people get free food. Talk to you on Monday. Go Chiefs.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.